Jim's TOEIC listening test. Test 10.
Listening test. In this section, you must demonstrate your ability to understand spoken English. This section is divided into four parts and will take approximately 45 minutes to complete. Do not mark the answers in your test book. Use the answer sheet that is provided separately. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will listen to four short statements about a picture in your test book. These statements will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the statement that best describes what is happening in the picture and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on the answer sheet.
Now listen to the four statements. A.
The man is looking over the files.
B.
The man is working at the desk.
C.
The man is taking notes.
D.
The man is writing a report.
Statement B.
The man is working at the desk.
Is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer B and mark it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin.
Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He is sitting near the corner.
B.
He is wearing a long-sleeved shirt.
C.
He is riding in his car.
D.
He is folding the paper in half.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A. She's fishing off the edge of the boat. B. She's leaning against a railing. C. She's out for a walk on a trail. D. She's bending over to pick up something. Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
One woman is reserving a room at the hotel.
B.
The guests are checking out of their rooms.
C.
The hotel clerks are standing in front of the hotel.
D.
The lamps have been turned on.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
The man is attending to a patient.
B.
The patient is getting up from the chair.
C.
The man is putting on his gloves.
D.
The patient is looking out the window.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A. The workers have finished for the day. B. The men are working outdoors. C. One man is pushing the wheelbarrow. D. One man is planting trees by the hillside. Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
They're setting the table.
B.
They're ready to order their meals.
C.
They're conversing over a meal.
D.
They're talking about their colleagues.
Go on to the next page.
Part 2. Directions. For each question, you will listen to a statement or question followed by three possible responses spoken in English. They will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet.
For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear, A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question.
Where is the meeting room?
Is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet.
Now, let us begin with number 7.
Number 7.
Would you like some coffee while you wait?
A.
Yes, 2 copies, please.
B.
Yes, if it's not too much trouble.
C.
No, I only got here 5 minutes ago.
Number 8.
Who got the overseas assignment?
A.
Miss Simpson did.
B.
That's great.
C.
A day after tomorrow.
Number 9.
When should I leave?
A.
Let's say goodbye here.
B.
He is on his way over.
C.
Take off right after lunch.
Number 10.
Do you have a spare key to the storage room?
A. He usually keeps it there. B. There is plenty of room now. C. Go and ask the caretaker. Number 11. Would it be faster to take the subway or bus at this time of the day? A.
I know the way there.
B.
I'd say the subway.
C.
He's an hour late.
Number 12.
Where can I catch a bus to the planetarium?
A. It will arrive in 10 minutes. B. He went there yesterday. C. At the stop over there. Number 13. Why didn't you get some help? A.
I thought I could handle it on my own.
B.
No, but I might be able to help you out.
C.
He didn't say anything to me.
Number 14.
Are you planning to go to Mr. Brown's retirement party this evening?
A.
He retired a year ago.
B.
Yes, but I will be late.
C.
At the big plant.
Number 15.
When are you going to talk to the general manager about the raise?
A.
It's generally done this way.
B.
In his big office.
C.
When he comes back from lunch.
Number 16.
Did you turn in your report?
A.
She reports directly to me.
B.
No, I am still working on it.
C.
I will turn it off when I leave.
Number 17. Would you like to check out a movie or go for a drive somewhere? A.
I didn't see him anyway.
B.
He drove all the way here.
C.
A movie sounds inviting.
Number 18.
Miss Antonio brought Mark from the head office to help her reorganize the sales division, didn't she?
A.
Yes, and he is doing a great job.
B.
Yes, she is the one who made the sale.
C.
We might be able to help them out.
Number 19.
How do you know Jeff Miller?
A. Since my high school days. B. We went to the same college. C. He says he knows you too. Number 20.
Can you suggest a nice place to eat in this town? A.
He suggested two options.
B.
Yes, I need to go there too.
C.
Sorry, I recently moved here myself.
Number 21.
You took computer classes at the local college, didn't you?
A.
Yes, I learned so much.
B.
Yes, I know where the college is.
C.
No, I don't think I'll have time for that.
Number 22.
When is Harry going to arrive?
A.
He had a great time.
B.
At Terminal 2.
C.
At about 4.
Number 23.
How many copies should I make of the manuscript?
A.
The sooner the better.
B.
He's coughing a bit.
C.
Have a dozen ready.
Number 24.
What time are we going for lunch?
A. As soon as Jeff gets here. B. Four of us are going. C. How about some fast food?
Number 25. Would you care to join us for some tea at the executive lounge?
A.
Sure, I can teach you later.
B.
Normally at this time.
C.
I will be right with you.
Number 26.
Why is the meeting being delayed?
A.
Yes, it's being delayed an hour.
B.
In the large conference room.
C.
One of the speakers is not here.
Number 27.
David Richardson used to be one of our customers, wasn't he?
A. Yes, until he moved to another city. B. He often uses it at the workplace. C. Yes, at the customs office.
Number 28.
Have you had a chance to get the copies ready, or should I get Susan to do it?
A.
Sure, I'll bring you a cup.
B.
I had many opportunities.
C.
I'll make them right away.
Number 29.
Didn't Mr. Newton leave a message?
A.
Yes, it's on your desk.
B.
He left an hour ago.
C.
I will pass it on to him.
Number 30.
Do you know if we hired anyone to take over Mr. Peterson's job?
A. The position is still up for grabs.
B. I heard he is going into retirement.
C. I'll take it over to him myself.
Number 31.
How about showing our appreciation by sending Jenny a thank you card?
A.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
B.
That's a wonderful gesture.
C.
The post office is not far.
Part 3. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several conversations between two or more speakers. These conversations will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each conversation, you will be asked to answer 3 questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
I couldn't attend the meeting this morning. Do you know when we are supposed to show up at the restaurant this evening?
Well, Jack told everyone to be there by 7 o'clock. He also said for any of us to call him if we were going to be late.
Is that right? I have been asked to drop off some packages at our head office by Mr. Johnson, and I am not sure if I will be able to make it there on time.
You know, if you're driving out there now, your best bet is to call Jack. Highway 10 usually gets pretty jammed during the time you come back.
Number 32. What did Jack say? Number 33. What does the man have to do? Number 34. What does the woman suggest the man do?
Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, let me see if I have everything straight here. Your flight is due to arrive next Tuesday on June 20th at 4:50 p.m. You will spend one night at the Hilton Hills and be on the 11 o'clock flight out to London, right?
That's correct. I will spend a night in Paris to meet with Mr. Cretton the first thing Wednesday morning to settle a couple of things before I set out to London to close a deal with Mr. Charles Connery. I need you to make sure you have all the documents ready for me when I get there.
No problem. I've also called Mr. Cretton and told him that you would be coming to see him, and he said he would have all the necessary documents ready for you as well.
That's great. I have a gut feeling that I am going to land this contract. I feel very good about it.
Number 35. How many nights will the man spend in France?
Number 36. What does the man mean when he says, I need you to make sure you have all the documents ready for me when I get there?
Number 37. Why is the man making the trip to London? Go on to the next page.
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
We're impressed with your prior experience and feel that you have a great deal of potential, so we'd like to hire you for the open position in the research department.
Will I receive both the salary and the benefits we discussed when we met previously?
That's correct. You'll also get an annual performance bonus. We'd like you to start working on February 1.
I think that should be possible, but it depends upon my being able to find an apartment, since I'll be coming from Cleveland.
We have an employee who assists new workers who have to move from out of town.
Could you give me that person's telephone number, please?
Number 38. What does the woman offer the man? Number 39. What does the man say about Cleveland? Number 40. What does the man request?
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I am expected to give a speech in front of all the directors in half an hour. I'd better go upstairs to the conference room and get all the necessary equipment ready.
Do you need any help? I could probably give you a hand setting up the projector or something.
That's very nice of you, Jan. In fact, I could use more copies of these figures. Do you mind?
No, not at all. I will get them ready and bring them up to the conference room right away.
Number 41. Who will most likely attend the meeting? Number 42. When is the man scheduled to give his speech? Number 43.
How will the woman assist the man? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I'm terribly sorry, Henry, but I'm going to have to cancel
the meeting tonight.
I just received a call from Mr. King, a very important client of mine, and he says he is in the area and he wants to come over to the office at 6 to talk to me about something. Do you think we can get together another time?
Sure. We can always catch a flick this weekend. Who is this Mr. King guy anyway?
Oh, he is the owner of a fabric manufacturing firm that I recently sold a group policy to. He mentioned something about wanting to increase the size of his group policy.
Wow, that's great. I wish more of my customers would come and visit me to buy extra coverage. Number 44. Who most likely are they? Number 45. What did they originally plan on doing together this evening? Number 46. Why is Mr. King coming to see the woman? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Do you know how many people are going to show up this evening? I need to call the restaurant to make a reservation.
There will be about 10, including me and you. Why don't you check with Shirley just to make sure? She is the one who knows exactly who will be showing up.
All right, but she stepped out for a moment to mail something at the post office. I will drop by her office after I come back from lunch. Do you want to join me in the cafeteria?
Sure, I'll be right with you. Just give me a second to make a call to a client first.
Number 47. What does the man want to know? Number 48. According to the woman, how many people are expected to show up this evening? Number 49. What is Shirley most likely doing now? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I must have eaten too much last night at the buffet restaurant because my stomach still feels bloated. I'm just going to settle for coffee this morning. What are you going to have?
I am starved. I'm going to order the continental breakfast.
Wow, you really do have an appetite, don't you? I mean, I don't understand how you can eat as much as you do, yet keep yourself so thin like that. You are so lucky.
Well, I guess I have always digested my food very fast. I've been thin for as long as I can remember. Actually, when I was younger, my wish was to gain some weight. In fact, I remember eating 5 meals a day during high school just to gain some weight, but I didn't have any luck.
Number 50.
Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 51. Why does the woman envy the man? Number 52. What can be inferred about the man? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Aren't you supposed to be in Boston right now? I thought you left to attend the business conference yesterday.
I did, and I came back late last night. It was only a day affair, and I took the last flight out because I have a meeting with Mr. Jones this afternoon. I could have taken a flight out this morning, but I have some things to prepare before I meet with him.
You know, if I had known that it was only a day affair, I would have taken the trip with you. I also have a meeting with a very important client today, and that's why I didn't make the trip.
You should have talked to me about it. We could have made the trip together.
Number 53. Why did the woman make a trip to Boston? Number 54. For how many days did the woman go away? Number 55. Why did the woman come back early? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name is Eric Farmer. I received a bill in the mail today, but that shouldn't have happened. I signed up for the automatic payment system 2 months ago, so the bill should have already been paid.
Let me check on that, Mr. Farmer. May I have your address, please?
I live at 382 Washington Avenue.
According to the computer, the money was withdrawn from your account yesterday, so you were sent the bill in error.
I can disregard it, right?
That's correct. And thanks for bringing this to our attention. We'll check the computer system for other problems like this.
Number 56. What is the purpose of the man's call? Number 57. What does the woman ask the man for? Number 58. Why does the woman thank the man? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thank you for visiting the site, Mr. Murphy. I thought you'd like to see how construction is progressing.
There aren't any problems right now, are there?
Some supplies we ordered haven't arrived yet, but they won't be needed until tomorrow.
That's good to hear. My associate, Mr. Vernon, has a question he'd like to ask you.
That's right. When do you anticipate finishing the work? The deadline for the project is 2 weeks from today.
We are going to make it. There's no reason for you to be concerned.
Okay. I'll report back to the clients to let them know what you said.
Number 59. Where does the conversation take place? Number 60. What does the woman most likely mean when she says, "We're going to make it"? Number 61. What will Mr. Vernon probably do next?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
I was impressed with the interviewee we met this morning. He has plenty of experience and should be easy to collaborate with.
The only problem is that Matt Doring can't start working until 2 months from now.
Do you think we can afford to wait that long? I suppose we could hire Harry Anderson instead, but he is not as qualified.
I'm in favor of waiting until Matt can start. In the meantime, we can give extra work to Sylvia. She doesn't mind working overtime.
All right. Then do you want to make the call, or should I?
Go ahead and do it. Let me know if our offer is accepted.
Number 62. What did the speakers do in the morning? Number 63. What does the man suggest about Sylvia? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which number will the woman call? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and directory.
Thank you all for joining today's tour. As you know, there are 4 floors in the building, so we're going to start at the top floor and head down. Are there any questions before we begin?
Yes. About how long will the tour last?
If you stay for the entire tour, it will take approximately 1.5 hours to see the entire museum.
Unfortunately, I have to leave for a doctor's appointment in an hour. So, how much of the museum will I see?
You'll be able to see everything except for the first floor.
Thank you so much for letting me know.
Number 65. Look at the graphic. What exhibit will the tour guide show first? Number 66. What does the woman ask about? Number 67. What will the woman most likely do after the tour? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and menu.
Welcome to the Hatfield House. Have you had the opportunity to look over the menu?
I have, but I'm not sure what to order. It's been several months since I've dined here. What do you recommend?
Why don't you try our newest item? You can get a pork chop with a baked potato and sautéed vegetables. I've had it before and highly recommend it.
All right. I think I'll go with your suggestion.
Excellent. In the meantime, would you care for a soup or salad as an appetizer?
No, thanks. But I would like some iced tea.
Sure. I'll bring you a glass in a couple of minutes.
Number 68. What does the man say about the restaurant? Number 69. Look at the graphic. How much does the item the man ordered cost? Number 70. What will the woman bring the man next?
Go on to the next page.
Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several short talks by a single speaker. These talks will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each talk, you will be asked to answer three questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Today is the first workday of the new year, and we'd like to start off with a very positive resolution, especially as we have 20 new staff members beginning today. Our company has always been heavily involved in volunteer work. We have several teams of volunteers, each of which specializes in a different area. Please join one of the clubs and participate in their special activities. We'd like all members to remember that service to others can be surprisingly fun and rewarding. Our receptionist, Joe Workman, who is also the leader of the Environmental Action Team, has prepared a handbook on volunteering and other social activities. Please get a copy and don't hesitate to join.
Number 71. Who is the audience of this talk? Number 72. Who is Ms. Workman? Number 73. What does the speaker suggest the listeners do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following news report. The East York Junior Soccer Club is launching a membership and fundraising drive to start off the new season. The club secretary has told our local sports reporter that the club may be forced to close this year due to financial problems. He would like to encourage all parents to consider the benefits to children and the community by supporting the local soccer club, which has been working in this community for the last 60 years. The annual membership fee has been raised to $40 in order to cover the cost of maintaining club facilities. The club is also seeking volunteers to work as officials and umpires. Anyone with first aid or coaching experience is most welcome to join the coaching team. Number 74. What is the report mainly about? Number 75. What does the speaker say about the club? Number 76. Who would most likely be considered for the position? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Congratulations on your choice of a Xenex PDP Alpha Laser Fax Copier and Printer. All Xenox products incorporate the latest technology into attractive, versatile, and durable office equipment. This instruction manual will demonstrate clearly how to assemble, install, and use your new Xenex Alpha. As a first step, please ensure that you have a clear space that is large enough and has electrical and computer cable access. Next, in the package labeled A, you will find a training video, warranty documents, and after-sales service information. The video is designed for staff training. Please take the time to view it in order to get the best out of your new copier and to avoid costly damage due to incorrect use. Now let's open package B and begin assembly.
Number 77. What is the talk mainly about? Number 78. What is found in package A? Number 79. What will the listeners do first? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk. In an important move today, the board of directors announced that their search for a new CEO has been successful. We are pleased to announce that Mr. Michael Benwick, one of the most respected business leaders in Europe, has accepted the position. Mr. Benwick has had a far-ranging and highly successful career in industry in South Africa and the United Kingdom. After graduating from Oxford in 1965, he took a middle management position in South Africa's mining industry. From there, he has never looked back. We welcome him not only for his dynamism and charisma, but also for his wealth of experience. Number 80. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 81. Who is Mr. Benwick?
Number 82. What does the speaker imply when he says, "We welcome him not only for his dynamism and charisma, but also for his wealth of experience"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome to Earthbeat, your top-rated environmental radio program. First, let's go to the news. We have some sad news to announce today. The federal government has decided to discontinue funding for environmental science on ABC Radio. This will mean that Earthbeat will no longer be broadcast after the last program in this series airs in November. A government spokesperson said, however, that funding will be increased for pure science and business reporting. Let's move to our first special report. We have in our studio a very special guest. It's Amy McIntyre, the distinguished botanist and author of several prize-winning books on the flora of New Guinea. She'll be talking to our reporter, Jim Cross.
Number 83. What is Earthbeat? Number 84. What is going to happen in November? Number 85. Who is Ms. McIntyre? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Jen. It's Brian calling. Could you please pass on this important message to Jack Burberry in the dispatch office? Last night I tried to contact Jack about the return of some items from the Continental Cafe. The chef at the Continental is not happy about the quality of yesterday's delivery of fresh fruit and vegetables. As you know, the Continental Cafe has been a particularly important client of ours, so it's important that we provide it with good service. The Continental would like us to discount that delivery. Could Jack send a representative to the Continental to check on the produce and to arrange the details? And please tell him that this is urgent.
Number 86. Why is the caller leaving the message? Number 87. What does the staff from the Continental want? Number 88. What is asked of Jack? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk. Good morning. I would like to welcome all of the 8 trainee chefs from the Food Science and Technology College this morning. We hope your stay here will be profitable. I should also mention that our chain of restaurants regularly employs young graduates from your college. So we'll be watching you, and if any of you are interested in future employment with us, please let us know. You may not be aware that our chain has restaurants in all the major cities of England and Europe. We have also recently opened restaurants in India, Southeast Asia, China, and Japan. We encourage overseas work experience as a way of developing exciting cooking styles. So working with us can be a fabulous experience if you have the right attitude. So let's get busy. Please check the notice board to find out which team you have been assigned to. Number 89. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 90. Who is most likely listening to the talk? Number 91. What will the listeners most likely do first? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
Good afternoon, shoppers. The management here at Maytag Department Store would like to wish everyone a very happy Christmas. For your convenience, this store has extended its opening hours. We will be closing at 10 p.m. this evening instead of 9, like we always do. This will allow all those last-minute shoppers to buy their family the presents which they so richly deserve. In fact, why don't you make an evening of it and invite your loved ones to dinner at the Basement Gourmet Cafeteria, which will be open until 8. Thank you and Merry Christmas.
Number 92. Where is the announcement taking place?
Number 93. When does the business normally close? Number 94. What does the speaker recommend the listeners do? Go on to the next page.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and advertisement.
I'm pleased to report that tickets are selling rapidly, and we should sell the remaining 450 tickets by the end of the week. It appears as though everyone in town is eager to hear Jennifer Evans sing. Just so you know, the posters haven't arrived yet. Eric happened to notice a mistake, as the number 23 was written on the posters instead of 13. So the printer had to make a change and threw away the posters which had already been printed. I've been informed that the posters will arrive tomorrow, so we'll send a few of you out to post them in places around town then.
Number 95. What type of performance will Jennifer Evans most likely give? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which section contains a mistake? Number 97. What will happen tomorrow? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a speech and calendar.
Thank you for attending this demonstration of my firm's newest software. As I hope you noticed, this software does exactly what it's supposed to. We believe the accountants who utilize it will find they become more efficient in their work. I'd like to inform everybody of a special deal that's only for people in this room. We intend to release the software at a press conference next week. If you order it the day before, you can purchase it for 50% of the regular price. We know everyone who's here, so simply give the operator your name when you order, and the discount will be applied.
Number 98. What type of product is being released? Number 99. Look at the graphic. When can the attendees receive a discount? Number 100. What does the speaker tell the attendees to do when they order the product?
This is the end of the listening test.